Hello again, folks. So I wanted to get into some of the symbolism of this recent episode of Game of Thrones, which Daenerys basically committed an act of genocide on the back of her dragon. She leveled King's Landing and incinerated the entire population after they had surrendered. And the show hit quite a few beats that set alarm bells off ringing in my mind. There was the fact that she presented herself as this liberating force, a force of good and emancipation, and that Cersei basically was issuing orders for armies and forces which were long gone. And then, of course, Cersei died in a bunker. And then there was all of these shots where it wasn't from Daenerys' perspective, it was from the perspective of the people on the street being massacred. And Daenerys even had a sort of, she invaded the city, it wasn't just her and the dragon, but she also had a legion of foreigners who came in and raped and plundered the whole place. Utterly without mercy. And then you've got these visions of sort of charred bodies in the streets, women holding their kids in their arms, and they've just been turned to charcoal. And I realised that actually what I was watching here was a sort of medieval fantasy version of the fall of Berlin. Like I say, complete with Cersei dying in a bunker at the end. And I thought that was very interesting because what informed that was the sort of, well, especially when we consider the background of the showrunners, which has to be taken into consideration here, because there's a good chance they are absolutely fixated on that particular time in history. And it reminded me of Götterdämmerung. And when I used to watch and read material on the fall of Berlin, even mainstream stuff, by the way, then the word Götterdämmerung came up quite a lot. And it's a good way to describe how the National Socialist Germany went out, which was also in this sort of hail of gunfire and rockets and bombs. And Daenerys was effectively, I mean, it really was like Daenerys was basically the same as a Lancaster bomber across Berlin. But except this was just this sort of fantasy HBO thing. And you can see that that trope has entered the discourse. It is in the culture of the sort of the dictator or being bombed into oblivion. And then also on top of that, which is a quite an interesting twist on it, is that the liberator is actually even more barbaric than the force that they're supposed to be defeating, that the losing side is actually, it's a funny twist there, is less barbaric than the supposed liberator. But National Socialism, when we talk about Götterdämmerung and National Socialism, there's another layer to that, because National Socialism drew very heavily on Richard Wagner and the idea of a Germanic myth. So we go from Game of Thrones, which is this, pretty dodgy, I'll come back to that later, fantasy epic, which is now using tropes from the world, the real world in National Socialist Germany, going out, being extinguished, and then which itself has drew, we go back into myth, we go back into fantasy, because they drew on Richard Wagner's work, and the Ring Cycle, and the Götterdämmerung is the cataclysm at the end of the Ring Cycle, which marks the end of that world picture, that world view is goes out in fire and war and fury. And so you see that they play into each other again and again and again. And the what in Game of Thrones, where in my last video, argue that they're going to try and bring in a new age entirely, which will no longer be a mythic age, but will be a different one, and one based on reason and democracy and all the rest of it. There'll be a thumbnail to that video in at the end screen of this one. And in when we come to National Socialist Germany, which obviously was it was a worldview which drew very heavily on the German myth about itself, a very on which itself, I mean, Götterdämmerung is the Germanic form for Ragnarok, and again we see in Norse mythology the idea where in order for one what we can call world picture to be to for a new one to come in, the old one has to be completely destroyed, and it goes out in a hellstorm, and there's literally a video on this called Hellstorm, but it will be the permanent and complete end of one particular world picture, and it's really strange to me that it played out in Norse mythology and in Wagner, and then when that was politicized through National Socialism, it actually played out again in the real world. And then the culture, because the world picture that the Germans had built up was at odds with the incoming world picture of other groups, let's say. And that this had to end one way or another. It couldn't end in the other way. It had to end in the complete destruction of one of these world pictures. And after 1945, the German people, they still physically existed, but that Germanness had gone. And they became not much more than a successful economy. Their spirit had been crushed. Whether or not it remains so, well, that's a different thing. And what took place after that was a negation. The world picture that we live in today is essentially a negation, an anti-world picture, which is the ant of the German idealism, Wagner, National Socialism, and so on. Europeanness, essentially. The one we have, what we live in today, doesn't actually have a core of its own. It's just a negation of what came before, what they defeated in 1945. And that negation has permeated the culture to such a degree that you will find tropes in pop culture, such as Game of Thrones, where you see it again, where it is a sort of like the bombing of Dresden or something being put on the television screen. But what's where your suspicions raise is that it's not supposed to be conscious of itself. But if there is consciousness behind it, as I suspect there is because of the background of the people in Game of Thrones, then that adds a new twist on that. So that's very interesting to get into how myth and what actually happens in the real world sort of pour into each other, like if you've got two cups and you're pouring water backwards and forwards from one to the other. So anyway, that's my thoughts on that. I'll catch you later, folks. Thanks for listening.